GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
A lot of offices are reopening today as Maine tries to get back to work. It's a perfect time for us to welcome on the PD Cudor telephone line during the Newsmakers Hour, George, the president, CEO of the Maine State Chamber of Commerce, Dana Connors, is on line three to talk with us.
It's always a pleasure to talk to Dana. Dana, hope you had a nice weekend.
I actually had a wonderful weekend. How about you guys?
Well, it was okay. Not bad. I threw a few lobsters down.
Mother-in-law came to stay.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, I tried to help the economy. Threw a few lobsters down. Rick had... He got criticized.
For everything.
Everything.
All the cleaning. Mother-in-law was trying to cook. And by the way, not to get political, but mother-in-law confessed that every time she drove around and saw a Dale Crafts for Congress sign, she thought it was a sign for a craft fair and got excited. That is true. That said, that.
That is true.
Look, we're going to ask you about the, This Is Me, This Is Maine, This Is Me Counting On You campaign. But first, let us ask, how do you feel about the way that we're starting to get Maine businesses back to, and here comes the GHRT air quotes, normal, Dana?
Back to normal. Actually, I'm encouraged by it. I think that opening up those additional three states, Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York, along with New Hampshire and Vermont, was really quite significant. Still hoping that very, very soon that the same can be said about Massachusetts. I mean, there's no question that when you look at the lodging impact, hospitality, that, and particularly for those who come to Maine and stay over, New York has the largest percentage. But when you look at the day trippers, those who may come for a day, and you add to that those from that state that would stay over, Massachusetts takes first place. So Massachusetts is clearly a factor, and that's the one, along with Rhode Island, that remains in the hunt, so to speak. And they're close. I mean, the governor's analysis that she put out when she opened up New Hampshire and Vermont earlier used where we were on a test they called a positive test rate. We today are around 1.6. Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York are below that. Massachusetts hovers around 2 to 2.4, which is not far from where New Hampshire is. New Hampshire is around 2.1% positive test rate. So we're close, and we're anticipating that that can open up, and that would make an additional tremendous benefit to our state. So, yes, we're encouraged. We appreciate the governor's action and would hope that that can continue with Massachusetts at the very least. I guess the focus is really the Northeast states, which are probably some of the safer places in our country. So, yeah, it's been good. And I was in Bar Harbor over the weekend, and I went down for a meeting on I went down Thursday evening because my meeting was at 7:30. And I continue to stay. And over the weekend, there was a bump. I mean, you saw a lot more people, a lot of out-of-state number plates. But it wasn't, you know, the fact that I didn't plan to stay an extra two nights coming back on Sunday, the fact that I could get a hotel room for those two nights is unusual on the 4th of July weekend. The crowds were there. I think the big test would be if you were there today after the weekend of the 4th has come and gone, what would it look like? And I would dare to say it wouldn't be comparable to what you saw over the weekend. So, but looking at it, the glass half full, this weekend looked very promising. The weather was beautiful. Bar Harbor is always a wonderful place to go, whether it's the 4th or any other time. So all good.
It will be interesting to see the numbers coming in from the Maine Turnpike Authority, see what the influx was through the gates. Anecdotally, I talked to people who drove up through and said that the traffic was very heavy. I guess that began on Thursday. So maybe we'll see what the numbers look like.
Yeah, I think it would follow the pattern that I was witness to in Bar Harbor. I think you probably saw it along a lot of our coastal and tourism attraction areas that there was a uptick. There was an increase in traffic, and the weather was good, and people loved to come to Maine. And without the testing or the quarantine, I think that from those states, I would be surprised if there wasn't an increase in traffic on the turnpike. Again, it would be in a relative way. Would it be what it has been in the past? Probably not, but certainly better than what we have been experiencing, and we like to think of that in a very positive way, for sure.
You know, back to those numbers that you were sharing concerning the prevalence rate and the positive test rate, I dug into those numbers. I had to on Thursday. Massachusetts has a prevalence rate of 0.83. Rhode Island's is 0.87. But according to the WHO and according to the COVID Act Now project, those are both, any value under 1 indicates that the virus is in transmission and it's declining faster than infections. And in fact, Massachusetts and Rhode Island have a lower prevalence rate than Maine. So that had some people scratching their head to say, well, why isn't Massachusetts and Rhode Island welcomed to Maine? Meanwhile, the positive test rate, and you said it just a moment ago, Massachusetts at 2.5, according to the WHO and the COVID Act Now project, if you're below 3%, you're considered, and this is the quote from the epidemiologists, most successful. So Massachusetts has a positive test rate of less than 2.5, you're most successful. Rhode Island's positive test rate is 1.6. That's lower than Maine's. So I can understand that some might question, Dana, why Massachusetts and Rhode Island are not allowed in at this point.
Well, and count me in that group. But what you point out, I think, is incredibly significant, Rick, and that is, you know, which numbers do you use? Which factors do you include? And the positive test rates is one. The prevalence is another. And I think that there's the key. If we could all agree on what that measurement is and be accountable to that, I think no one should dispute the fact that in the Northeast, we are very fortunate. We are very fortunate in that whether it's a prevalence or whether it's a positive test rates, we're doing very well. And nobody disputes the need to keep public health at the top of the priority list. But the economic imperative is without question as well. And when you look at those numbers, you can clearly make the case that we should be open for business in the Northeast. All of those states that are already, plus the two that remain, there's a strong evidence that that is the case. And that's why we're hopeful that this week we can see those other states opened up. It would really matter. And the longer we wait, the more impact it has on a lost season. And our economy cannot bear that brunt. I mean, so much. I think I've said this on the program before, that they use the numbers like anywhere from $6.9 billion to $8 billion and the impact on the employees. I would dare to say that I can't question the economists, but I can say when you anecdotally hear all of the impact that goes with tourism and hospitality and retail associated with tourism, it is more than $8 billion. Good grief, you find that reach and that impact that we're bearing witness to right now is incredibly significant. And one report I read last week said that when you look at the states that can come out of this with the strongest economy, we weren't at the top of the list. We were down towards the bottom. I think that we were like 49th out of 50. But when you really look inside the veil of those statistics, what you find is the realization that Maine is very dependent on tourism and hospitality. And that's a major factor this year. When you look at the number of small businesses, according to SBA, that characterize small businesses under 500, good grief, that's 99% of our businesses. I do know this, that 80% employ fewer than 20. Well, in many instances, not all, but in many instances, they don't have those reserves to sustain a prolonged period of down, being down or being partially closed. And when you look at those two factors, yeah, you begin to understand why we may not be in as good a position to survive the economic downturn. But that's all the more reason why we need to carefully, safely, open up to the Northeast states and get back in business. And like I said, I emphasize, do so not to jeopardize public health, but to reinforce the economic health that goes with public health.
The Maine State Chamber of Commerce has launched a public awareness campaign. You call it This Is Me Counting on You, encouraging Mainers to do their part.
Absolutely.
To stop the spread of the COVID-19. You're going to pass that information to PSAs in other ways, I assume.
Yeah, we've been doing this for close to a month now. We launched this in June, as I recall, early June, perhaps even late May. Time goes by. It seems like a lifetime since March the 27th. But the whole point is what you said, George, is to raise awareness that we depend on each other. Together, we're in this, and this is me counting on you. And we really look at Corey King, the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce out of the Brunswick Bath. It's called the Southern Midcoast Maine Chamber of Commerce. It did a survey of almost 3,000 people, and the point of it all that came out was that social distancing is good business. It affects business, and that people will travel or not go to a business if we're not paying heed to the distance factor, the protocols associated with the guidelines, the fact that you need to wear a mask, and that was the governor's latest executive order that's yet to be signed, that in those seven counties plus Bangor, Brewer, and Lewis and Auburn, face masks will be enforced. The whole point is that those fundamental responsibilities of social distancing, the guidelines, the cleanliness, the protocols, face masks, those are all something that we can all do. We all need to respect. I believe we are. I saw it in Bar Harbor this weekend. The hotels were incredible. The restaurants were the same. That's what the whole promotional campaign is that, yeah, this is me, whether me means the individual or Maine, the state of Maine. We're depending on each other to take up our part of the responsibility. And I would make the case when you look at some of those other states that now have had those resurgence, they're not counting on each other. I mean, there is perhaps open too soon, but there's also a fundamental personal responsibility that goes with each and every one, whether it's there or here, to pay heed to the responsibilities in order to get out of this quicker, not later, but sooner, as you'd say.
So. Let us ask a bold question of you as we close our conversation. Do you wear a mask when you are going out and social distancing is not possible, Dana?
Oh, absolutely, I do. If I happen to misstep or something or don't have it on before you take your seat at a restaurant or go into a store, my wife is quick to remind me that I had a lapse in memory. But
oh,
no, I'm
yes.
I mean, I'm pretty conscientious about that.
Glad I'm not the only one that has that constant reminder.
Yeah.
That the wife is.
Well, I don't. I travel alone, but
yeah. If you'd like, I can have Elizabeth call you and remind you all the time, the way that she reminds me all the time. George,
well,
I
keep them in the car. I've got several varieties, and I have no objection to wearing one at all.
True story. I've got two that I favor, and they're both hanging from my rearview mirror. And a man stopped me in the post office parking lot the other day and said, "Why do you have a woman's brassiere hanging in your car?" True story. Dana Connors with the Maine State Chamber of Commerce. Dana, thanks for starting your day with the George Hale Rick Tyler Show here on The Voice of Maine.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.